The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, this is Annie from Florida. I was calling to tell you my story about a house that me and my wife used to live in 2011-2012. When we moved in, nothing really strange happened. Everything was fine, you know, as we were living in the house. There was one night though, I was tired and I decided to go to bed, and my wife was sitting in the living room. Now, to kind of give you some information about how the house was laid out, the garage of the house, it was a three bedroom house. The garage was laid, like, used to be the garage, got turned into the living room. And so the living room had a doorway to the kitchen area, which was where the laundry, like washer and dryer, was situated, kind of off to the side. And then there was the kitchen. And so my wife was sitting in the living room watching TV as I had gone to bed. And she all of a sudden heard dishes, like I was in the kitchen doing dishes. Even after I had said that I had gone to bed. So we have a cat, and we had her at the time. And so the cat kind of perked up and looked around the corner to, you know, looking into the doorway into the kitchen and was kind of staring. Well, she jumped off, I guess, the couch with my wife and went in there and stood at the doorway and was looking into the kitchen. And so my wife thought, basically, that I was in the kitchen doing dishes. She said she heard the dishes clinking around in the sink. She heard the water running. So she was about to get up to tell me, I thought you were going to bed. Why are you doing the dishes? So as she stood up and she looked into the kitchen, it was still dark. I was not in there. And she was still hearing the sounds of water running and the dishes clinking together like someone was in the kitchen doing dishes. And she said that freaked her out pretty bad. And as she walked into the kitchen to, I guess, investigate further, because the cat was also still standing there, everything stopped. The sounds just completely stopped. So that was the first weird experience in the house. The second experience that we had was we had come home one day, and I think it was a Saturday, and we were out doing errands. We had come home, And she goes to use the bathroom in our bedroom area. So she walks into the bathroom. She comes back out and she says, you know, did you use the bathroom earlier or go in there? And I was like, no. And she said, okay. She said, the stopper is down and the sink is full of hot water, which it was. And I went in there and looked and I was like, what the heck? And she said, she's like, are you sure you didn't come in here and like wash your face or something? I was like, no. And we had been gone at least a couple hours out of the house. And that water was steaming hot. Like someone had just put water into the sink, put the stopper down, put water into the sink, and was about to wash their face or something. It was still hot. So that was the second weird experience. That definitely creeped me out because I'm like, you know, how did this happen? And you can't wrap your head around it. So the third thing that was really weird as we were living in the house, and nothing bad ever happened to us. But we always used to smell. There would be these smells that would just pop up out of nowhere and stay for about 1 to 2 minutes and then just disappear. Like, we used to smell cigarette smoke. Neither of us smoke. And it'd be there for a second and then it'd be gone. And then, another smell that we would smell just randomly would be like the smell of someone making toast with jelly on it. And, you know, you could smell the sweetness of the jelly and like the toast in the toaster. And then it happened for, you know, a minute or two and then it'd be gone. And, so we used to just smell random smells. And then also, the weird thing about this house is that it was like in the neighborhood, it was butted up next to a cemetery. So it's a pretty big cemetery. Not an old cemetery. I mean, people are still buried there every day. But in our backyard, as we were putting a pool in, not necessarily a pool, like an above ground pool, we were setting it up and everything. We had to dig up. There was like a bush in the back. And so we had to kind of dig that up. Well, we found this woman's shoe. It was like a woman's heel. And it was like underneath the bush, kind of attached, I guess. It had been out there for a while and the roots kind of started to go around the shoe. But that definitely creeps me out because you don't find just a random shoe in your backyard every day. And so I kind of started at that point, I started to do research on the house and I was never able to find anything. There was also one night when my parents come over, my parents are avid ghost hunters. They love to do that stuff. And, they came over and Dad started taking pictures, you know, with his digital camera and everything. We didn't catch any EVPs, no voices. We've really never heard any voices, in the house. But he did catch quite a couple orbs on his pictures. So just, you know, random blue and green and white orbs. Very weird. So those are my experiences in the house that we lived in, like I said, about 2011, 2012. And when we finally moved out of that house, we definitely told whatever it was there that they didn't need to go with us, that they needed to stay here. Because at that point we were moving out and moving into my mother-in-law's house. And so we're like, you know, you can stay here. You don't need to go with us. You know, it's been nice having you in the house. And so that's my story. That's the extent of my story and our experience in that house. Thank you for listening. And I love your guys' podcast. It gets me to and from work every day with my 45-minute drive one way. So, y'all guys, have a good day. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.